From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama tried to woo Jewish voters today, saying he will do everything in his power to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon, and he will be a strong ally of Israel. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Obama used his speech to the pro-Israel lobby AIPAC to try to reassure Jewish voters he won't negotiate with Hamas unless it recognizes Israel, and he won't go in lightly to diplomatic negotiations with Iran.
As President of the United States, I would be willing to lead tough and principled diplomacy with the appropriate Iranian leaders at a time and place of my choosing, if and only if it can advance the interests of the United States. That is my position. I want it to be absolutely clear.
He said the danger from Iran is grave and real, and he will do everything to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon. He stressed the word everything. He was trying to counter criticism from Republican candidate John McCain, who spoke to AIPAC earlier this week. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The day after Barack Obama obtained the necessary delegates to obtain the Democratic nomination for president, a federal jury in Chicago has convicted one of Obama's earliest supporters and contributors on political corruption charges. From Chicago, NPR's David Shaper reports.
The federal jury found Chicago real estate developer and Democratic political fundraiser Tony Rezko guilty on most of the charges against him, including fraud, attempted bribery, and money laundering. Federal prosecutors had alleged that Rezko had used his position on two state financial boards to shake down contractors wanting to do business with those boards for campaign contributions and cash kickbacks. The jury reached guilty verdicts on 16 of the 24 counts against Rezko, but acquitted him of some of the most serious charges, including attempted extortion. While Rezko's long relationship with Obama has been national news, his corruption trial was related to his close relationship with Illinois' Democratic governor, Rod Blagojevich. Several others connected to the Blagojevich administration indicted on corruption charges pleaded guilty and testified against Rezko, but the governor has not been charged with any wrongdoing. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
California's highest court has refused to stay until the November election. It's ruling legalizing same-sex marriage. Conservative religious groups and others opposed to the court ruling have sought to have it put on hold pending the outcome of an initiative that will go on the ballot in November that would essentially override the court's decision. California Supreme Court in a recent ruling upheld the right of gays and lesbians to marry. Despite escalating food and energy prices, Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke said today he doesn't see a return to 1970-style inflation. Bernanke made his remarks in a speech to graduates at Harvard, where he earned his bachelor's degree. The Fed chairman noted during that decade the U.S. economy was suffering from a combination of slow growth and inflation. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 12 points, closing at 12,390. This is NPR News. Internet portal company Yahoo is the latest online site to reach a deal with network giant CBS to stream its television shows. CBS says under terms of the agreement reached with Yahoo TV, it will run ads before streaming CBS shows at no cost to viewers. With the announcement, Sunnyvale, California-based Yahoo becomes the largest member of CBS's online distribution partnership. Every incumbent member of Congress in New Mexico quit to run for retiring Republican Senator Pete Domenici's seat yesterday. Now voters will choose between two very different candidates in November, a conservative Republican or a liberal Democrat. NPR's Ted Robbins has more.
New Mexico is already expected to be a battleground state in the presidential election. It could also affect the balance of power in the Senate. After 36 years in office, Republican Senator Pete Domenici is retiring after being diagnosed with a brain disease. He'll be replaced by either Congressman Tom Udall, considered a progressive Democrat who opposes the war in Iraq, he won his party's primary uncontested, or by conservative Republican Congressman Steve Pierce, who supports the war. In a nasty campaign, Pierce narrowly beat Congresswoman Heather Wilson 51-49%. Early polls show the Democrat Udall with the lead in the general election. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
The Mars Phoenix lander has begun its long-awaited exploration of the planet's North Pole, with scientists watching as the long-armed spacecraft dug up soil samples. Over the next several days, the lander is scheduled to dump small samples of Martian soil into a tiny oven where they will be baked and studied. Phoenix touched down 10 days ago as part of a 3-month mission. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.